isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 28 enhlangula 2019 nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Induna zemandebeleni kanye lenkabazwe zihlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kobulawayo zihlaziya udaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi.
Bekuzaba ludubo sibili ukuthi intengo yehle masinya ngoba abathengeyo babesithi bona istok abalaso ngesurprise yakudala. Mina ngokubona kwami intengo izathathikati ingayehli.
Abathengi edolobheni leHarare bathi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kulandela ukumiswa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yakumanye amazwe eZimbabwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomhlabeleli werumba osacathulayo uTinashe Mazomwa Mpofu ehamba leqembu lakhe lezitiyeni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Induna ezidabuka eMathebeleland lenkabazwe zitshele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi lokhu zikhathazekile ngodaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi okumele lulungisiswe ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokukhumisana umlotha phakathi kukahulumende weZANU-PF loZulu weMandebeleni lenkabazwe okwabulawa khona abantu abafika inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili i-20,000 kusukela umnyaka ka-1983 kusiyafika kumnyaka ka-1987. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekwabulawayo.
Umnangagwa wethule lokhu namuhla esanda kwenza umhlangano lenkokheli zomdabu ezenkabazwe leMathebeleland okukhulunywe ngodaba lolu lokunye okuchiyeneyo. Induna zinike umnangagwa ugwalo oluveza ukuthukuthela kwabantu ezabelweni lezi. Utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi belumqoka udaba lwegugurawundi emhlanganweni wabo abawenzele Estate House.
Olunye udaba ludaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi libeke indlela ezimqoka zokulungisa lolu daba kanye lokuthi umbhuqazwe waphambanisa indawo abazikhokhelayo njalo labo kuyabahlupha. Ngakho njengohulumende inkokheli zomdabu kumele zibe khona ekuqondiseni lolu daba. Kumele lube leziqondiso ezimqoka ngalolu dubo.
As well as the communities in Matabele South as articulated by their respective chiefs.
Ugcizelele esithi kukhona okunye okumqoka abakukhulumileyo lakho bazakulungisa.
The issues can be broadly put in 3 or 4 categories.
Kukhona njalo okunye okumqoka esithe sakhuluma ngakho lenkokheli zomdabu okubalisa imigwaqo, amanzi, ezokudla, ezemfundo kunye lezempila kahle. Konke lokhu siza kulungisa.
Which these provinces wishes to alert government.
Kubikwa ukuthi okunye okukhulunywe emhlanganweni lo zimpahla zebandla lezaphu ezathathwa nguhulumende ngodlame ubuyanga, umbuso wezabelo, ukudla lomnotho, ezemfundo, ulimi lamasiko, uhlupho lwamanzi, imigwaqo, ezemisakazo lomabonakude, ezempilakahle, amandla kagetsi, inhlupho zezifuyo kanye lokulondolozwa kwendawo ezizilayo. Umsekeli kamongameli wezinduna uMtshana Khumalo ubonye ukuza kwaMnangagwa eveza obala ukuba njengezinduna babanjwe amaheche.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi uthintile ukuthi ekubuyeni kwethu lapha izokuthange sibuye singazi ukuthi iagenda kuyini. Kodwa njengezinduna sihlale phansi sadingana la nxa iprogram ibiyenziwe ngabalutshwana bakubhalela lokho bakubhalele khona.
Akwaziwa ukuthi okwenzakale namuhla e-State House kungaguqula kumbe hatshi ubudlelwano bukaMnangagwa labantu abahlala enkabazwe leMathebeleland. Isikhulumeli sezaphu umnumzana iPhithule Maphosa uthi kaboni lutho oluzalunyiswa nguhulumende kukho konke okubekwe zinduna namuhla.
Indaba ibonisa sobala ukuthi ugovernment weZimbabwe ni ulengeta lechabi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo Mabhalane jikelele wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu ovumelane loMaphosa.
Okuhluphayo kuhle ukuthi uhlangane lazo, but okuhluphayo ukuthi since 2017-2018 eseDavos wathi yena idaba legugula untu uzalilungisa lezinduna, simbone 3 months back uhlangane labantu be-civic society, but akulanto ngitsho yodwa 111 out esiyenzakele. Wafika le wathi commission, i-commission ngakaza ayinikeza ama-resources okuthi iye ngaphandle kwamadorobho iyehlangana nezakhamizi.
Ngokuqala ukuba uMnangagwa akhulumisane lezinduna, selokhu wangena esikhundleni sikamongameli kulandela ukususwa kowayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe owetheswa icala lokulolonga iGugurawundi ngesikhathi elwisana lebandla lezaphu elalikhokhelwa ngumuyi uJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo. Umgabe wayecabangela ukuthi uNkomo wayefuna ukumsusa esikhundleni ngodlame. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Abathengi edolobheni leHarare bathi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kulandela ukumiswa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe osekubangele ukuba lesisindo sedola leMelika sehle emkambo wensitha. Intathele izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Idola leMelika ebeselitshintshwa ngamadola edlula alitshumi awebond note loba iRTGS dola kunsukwane esanda kwedlula selehle isisindo layo kusilinganiso sokuhlanu lengxenye ekhulwini 5.5% emkambo wensitha. Izakhamuzi zeHarare zikhala ngokuthi kusimo esinje kayehle phela lentengo ezitolo. Oqeqesha ngezomnotho umnumzana Masimba kuthera uthi ngendlela uhulumende ajume ngayo abantu ngenyathelo lake lokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwemali zakwa nye amanje osomabhizimusi abasakwazi ukuthi bathi
bekuzaba ludubo sibele ukuthi intengo yehle masinya ngoba abathengeyo babe sithi bona istock abalaso ngesa price yakudala. Mina ngokubona kwami intengo izathatha isikhathi ingayehli.
Unkosikazi Jane Shishoa, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, ZIMCOD, uthi intengo ikhanya isiza zilungisisa ilandela isiqondiso zokwenzakala kusimo somnotho welizwe.
Engikubonayo mina nxa ngikhangela i-economics zangkhona ukuthi and hoping ukuthi i-law e-demand and supply yeza yenza ukuthi ama-prices ayehle. Njengoba nabantu bengelamali, ama-civil servants kakhwezelwa ngama-salaries, laba abahola nge-US dollar labo belokhu be confused kungazakala ukuthi after mhlaka 30 June uqambiwe kuzabe sohamba njani. So ngikhangelela ukuthi at least i demand ingayehla lawa ama prize azayehla ezijolo abantu bakwanisa ukuthenga umphubayene lesukuthenga ngemali abalayo.
Ukutshela uthi intengo ibimele ilandele ukwehla kwamandla edola leMelika osokusenzakala emkambo wensitha.
Kathesi singakhangela isizwe sabona ukuthi ama rates akhona ayehla sibili emkambeni lapha, kodwa intengo yezinto ayilandele ama rates lawo. Kumele abathengisayo babe le confidence ezokuthi bazathola imali emkambeni lapha uze intengo yehle.
Uhulumende yena uthi kawunanzi umkambo wensitha ngoba ungekho emthethweni. Unkosikazi Joe uthi lasemkambo wamabhanga we-interbanking kumi ngendlela yokuba laba amabhizimusi bangehlisa intengo zabo.
Ngacheka kadense bank ekuseni ngicheka nje interbank rate engibone i 8.6. So uyabona ukuthi vele i rate ingathi is stable and i right ilokhi khona pha. So ama prices lawa I think is speculation kade beyenzile nxa kwekuthi kube kuyi cautionary mele bayehlisa ama prices ukubana abantu banisukuthenga.
Intengo yempahla enengi eguqela oqatha kuleyo empilweni kaZulu nsuku zonke efana lesinkwa, impuphu, itswayi, amafutha okuphekisa lenyama lokhe ingakehli ezitolo zonke ezithekelelwe iStudio 7 eHarare lamhlanje. Abantu labo somabhizimusi bathi uhulumende ubajume ngomvulo lapho ethatha inyathelo lokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe eZimbabwe ethi gakusetshenziswe imali ebond note lama RTGS dollar kuphela emizameni yakhe yokuzinzisa isimo semali eZimbabwe. Kodwa abaningi bathi lokhu sokuhle kwaphazamisa ngamandla lesi simo ngoba abantu abasakwazi ukuthi bathini empilweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kilohertz. Ibandla le-MDC izolo libe lombuthano wokukhumbula abafa ngesikhathi sokhetho lomnyaka ka-2008 lapho kwabulawa abantu abambalwa ngamasotsha. Lombuthano bukhokhelwa lugatsha lwebandla oluthiwa yiva. Kube lomthandazo njalo kwahlatshelwa ingoma zokholo. Siqoxele sikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC kobulawayo umnumzana Swithan Chirowotsa ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ilanga leli liqakathekile kakhulu ngoba ngomnyaka ka-2008 angithi siyakwazi sonke ukuthi u-Emerson Mnangagwa wayekhokhela i-Joint Operations Command eyiyo ethungamela amasoja. So ngaleso sikhathi sesahabela ubo 27 June amasoja avukela abantu beZimbabwe especially laba abakuhlangothi lwe-MDC. Behamba bebulala beyibo abadirector izinto ezazingenzi kuhle lapha elizweni beyibo ababulala abantu esithi thina ngesikhiwa ama-targeted murders abafana laba bezanu PF ama-youth ezanu PF labo ayelokhuza esekela amasotsha eyenza khonokhu okubi elizweni lethu. So ngakho ke izolo abe-veteran activist abe-MDC bahlangane ehhovisi baba le-prayer meeting ukukhumbula bonke abafayo ngaleso sikhathi nalabo abathisele izindlu nalabo abaswela ilokhu zenu ngathi izifuyo zabo ngoba endaweni zabo uma-Shonaland ngala bantu babethathele izifuyo. Siyakhumbula futhi ukuthi ubaba uDumiso Dabengwa emenezi wachitha ibhesi yezanu wayachitha futhi enye ibhesi yama-youth ezanu ematop elamula ngoba izani yayisivuke ubhoka ikhokhelwa ngamasotsha.
Manje ikhona yini imizamo yokwenza leli langa linanzwe ibandla ilizwe lonke?
Ye, imizamo ilokhu ikhona kodwa ngithemba mfowethu Chris ungananzelela ama-resolution aphume ku-Congress e-MDC izinqumo eziphumileyo. Inhlanga ilokhu zeni inhlanganiso yeva ithole usekelo ngathi sinanzwa njengeqembu lalo elisekela i-MDC. So mbonani ngokuya kwesikhathi kuyabe kubalulekile ukuthi abantu abe-MDC belinande leli langa njengelanga lapho esalahlekelwa khona ngabantu abasekela iparty yethu.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Swithan Chirowotsa isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC kobulawayo ubexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Linga kotla uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8 ntambama lapho esiyaba sikhangela ubunzima ubhekane lozulu eZimbabwe obudalwa isimo somnotho welizwe. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Okwamanje ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafithane. Onke waba ngumsekeli kamongameli weMelika umlumzana Joe Biden osengene emkhankasweni wokuthi akhethwe ukumela ibandla lakhe elamademocrats kukhetho lokudinga umongameli ngomnyaka ozayo ubhekane lokucothozwa uZulu kungxoxo mpikiswano kamabonakude edebate ngomunye wabancintisayo uSenator Kamala Harris izolo. Abalima uchinda emangweni weBhinga bakhala ngokungahlawulwa imali yabo yochinda abaluthengisela inkampani yeCotton Company of Zimbabwe. UAnastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abalimi bochinda enyakatho emandebeleni eBhinga bakhala ezimathonsi ngenkampani yochinda iCotton Company of Zimbabwe eyathatha uchinda lwabalimi kodwa lokhe ingakabahlawuli imali bethi kubuhlungu kibo bayagcina beyiphiwa ingaselasisindo. Omunye wabalimi laba unkosazana Virginia Moyo uthi wathengisela iCotco uchinda amabheli amahlanu kodwa lokhe engakatholi imali yakhe.
Amabheli ayi-5 akosta 1196 kgs lakhathesi imali yakhona lokhe ingakabuyi, so asazi ukuthi lingasinceda njani thina abazali bemakhaya ngoba ikhothoni yiyo esiphilisayo kuphinde imali yakhona icine ingasathengi lutho.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi esilima uchinda, umnumzana Moses Nyoni uthi baqale ukuthengisa uchinda ichukela ibiza amadola ayisithupha kodwa lintengo isikhuphuke kanenye belokhe bengakatholi imali yabo.
Ikhotho nesikhathi sokuthengisa ukufaka ekampanini ngomeyi batlakathesi lokhe singatholi izimali. Sasihlupha ukuthi kungani kungatholakali izimali, sifaka amakhotoni ikhotoni isayenza ichukela isayenza $6 but now sesikhangela ukuthi sibe-$20. So endlela yakhona ngani iyasikhathaza njengabalimi ukuthi kati kuhamba njani njengendawo yesisiza sidlimile ikhotoni nomzulu lingasabanga khona but
Unkosikazi Nyarai Shoko uthi uchinda lwabo luhleli lokhe luphela amandla bayehluleka lokuzigcina ngemva kokulima okungaka.
Ashimabiru 1196 kgs nanasi makgs wawo ari kungodona valu akagara kuCotco Company.
Ngathengisa amabheli ekhothoni amahlanu abayi 1196 kg lalamhla ahleli ekhothoko ephela amandla asazi ukuthi lingasinceda kanjani. Sidubekile thina abalimi sehluleka khona lokuthenga amathenisi nje manje siyabe silimelana.
Umnumzana Wilson Ncube omunye wabalimi uthi wathengisa uchinda lalamuhla kakabhadalwa.
Ngalima ngathengisela iCotco uchinda lwami ngomeyi lalamhla ngatholi imali yami. Siyehluleka, ichukela yayisabiza amadola ayisithupha manje sibiza $20 njalo kungabuya amanye amakampani ukuzothenga uchinda. Bayahluphana labo abeCotco abafuni sibathenga.
Abalimi bochinda bakhala ezimathonsi ngemali yabo ephela amandla isezandleni zenkampani yeCotco elokhe ingakabhadali ngemva kokuthatha uchinda lwabalimi kunyanga edlule. I-Studio 7 izamile ukuthinta iziphathamandla zenkampani yeCotco eBhinga kodwa ucingo lwabo belungadojwa muntu. Ngimele i-Studio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo inhlanganiso yezifa ithi iqembu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano weAfrican Cup of Nations lizaqhubekela phambili liphatheka kulomncintiswano loba nje bese kulombiko ethi alisoze lidlale lele Democratic Republic of Congo ngesonto. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi umqeqetshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu esethiye umsebenzi. Intathele izindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Okukhela iqembu lawo leZimbabwe liphatheka kumncintiswano walonyaka weAfrica Cup of Nations oqhutshelwa elizweni lase-Egypt, Farai Jere utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo ezihambele iqembu ukuba kusiloqiniso ukuba besebecabanga ukuphuma kulo mncintiswano. UJere utsho lokhu ngemva kwemibiko ephume kuphephandaba leHerald oluthi inhlanganiso yeZifa ibisithumele isikhulumeli sayo uXolisane Gwesela ukuba ebuza ukuba bengahlawuliswa imali engakanani nxa bengaphindela ekhaya bengakaqedi imidlalo yezibaya. Lolu daba belusithi lokhu ngenxa yokungezwani okukhona phakathi kwabadlali lenhlanganiso yeZifa phezu kwemali okumele itholwe ngabadlali laba.
Lolu ludaba olukhulu kakhulu okuthi aluba kuliqiniso ukuba besesithumele umuntu ukuthi ayesikhulumela labeCAF bebengeke balubandezele, kodwa beluzahle lusabalale lugcwale umhlaba wonke jikelele. Iqiniso elikhona yikuba lokhu akuzange kwenzakale futhi njalo akusoke kwenzakale.
Omunye wentatheli izindaba zemidlalo ezikwele Egypt yena ongathandanga ukubethwa ngegama uthe uJerry ubatshengisele ubufakazi obokuthi abadlali sebethole phose inkulungwane ezilitshumi lathoba munembili phakathi kwenkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lane zamadola abazithenjiswayo. Iqembu leZimbabwe likhangelelwe ukudlala lele Democratic Republic of Congo ngensonto emdlalweni walo wokucina wesibaya sikagroup A. Abafana beZimbabwe kumele banqobe DRC ukuze bathuthukise amathuba abo awukuyadlala kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano bengelinye lamaqembu aphutshise endaweni yesithathu engalaneni ele mihlomelo yethe xaxa. Kolunye udaba olumela lomdlalo wenguqu sewutshile ngempela umsebenzi obe ngumqeqetshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu. Isikhulumeli seqembu leHighlanders uRonald Moyo ugcizelele umbiko wethulwe umgcini sidlalo weqembu leli uKenneth Mhlophe othi uMadinda usetshiye isikhundla esokuba ngumqeqetshi weqembu leHighlanders.
Siyabonga kakhulu njengeqembu umsebenzi omkhulu othe wenziwa nguMadinda kusukela eqala nje ukusebenza lapha last year mhlaka 1 January. Sikhangelele ukuthi iproject le ayithileyo izaqhubeka kuhle. Sicela ukuthi kungabi lokuphanika kubalandeli. Iqembu lisele ezandleni ezinhle kakhulu. Sifisela uBaba uNdlovu inhlanhla kakhulu lapho ayakhona.
UMadinda ozakuma usebenzela iqembu leHighlanders mhla zingamajumi amathathu kuyona le inyanga kaNhlangula. Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba kuke kwaba namahungahunga athi uMfokandlovu selubhekise kweleBotswana ukuyaqeqetsha iqembu leHaboron United, okuyinto yena ngokwakhe uMfokandlovu abecatsha ngomunye nxa ebuzwa ngayo. UMadinda uphenduke uqembu leHighlanders ekuqaleni kwanyakenye njalo ubelobelanela leli qembu isivumelwano somsebenzi yeseminyaka emithathu. Imele Studio 7 ngikobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomhlabeleli weRumba osacathulayo uTinashe Mazomo Mpofu ehamba leqembu lakhe leZitiyeni bephethe idlalate labo elitsha. Untungameli Nkomo uyalandisa.
UTinashe Mazomwa Mpofu insizwa ephuma eBhinga njalo uhlabela ekwele South Africa. Umpofu uhlabela ngolimi lwesiTonga kodwa uyaluxubanisa lapha lalapha ya ngesiNdebele langesiNambiya. Nangu echasisa ngomdabu wakhe.
Ngizalwa eSkenyanga eMabale. Siyanyanga iAndawange. Ukhula ngakhulela eBhinga eLubimbi. kulaye ngikhulele khona, kulaye ngithole khona izifundo zami. Ngingasoze ngichaze kabanzi kangakana iqembu lezitieni Super Sounds liqale ngo-2014.
Ngelesingaki idlalade?
Ngelakuqala. Isihloko salo sithi Inzubo Ziyangu featuring Izipho Azifani.
Ngoma le ethi vumi nenzila ila tulundu ngizwe angani ile nkulumo mpela ukhuluma ngani?
Kungoma leyana ethi vumi nenzila ila tulundu kakunkoma laphana ichaza ngempilo, impilo ukuthi minjani, impilo enamaginqigonqo, indlela enzima impilo kahle kahle. Vumi nenzila ila tulundu kutsho ukuthi impilo yindlela eneyintaba. Unesaga esilaphana esesitonge ngisifake sithi khona na toba mwetu wakakomenanga misale iyo butandusi kwa winda nzovu uchuti tinabanya sakula njengezimfe ezidliwa singavuthiwe ngoba sesijaha ukuzidla indlovu ziyeza zizozidla.
Abangathanda ukuthenga idlalade lakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Bengakwazi ukungifonela kunumber ethi 0623232802. Khona ke na WhatsApp, ku Facebook ikhona futhi Facebook page yami ethi Zitieni Mazoma. Facebook page yami ethi Zitieni Mazoma. Nomuntu onguye engisondelane naye kakhulu othi kungisiza lapha nalapha nama ngisenza ezomculo ngathi it's sort of like a manager. Ukhumbulani Chuma laphana ngamthinta naye kunumber ezithi 071 991 3341. Usawudinga ucwasulwe ngibalandeni nginawo amaningi bamkomo. Ngiyabonga,
silibongeke ijaha lebhinga uDinashe Mazoma Mpofu leqembu lakhe lezitieni bephuma enkundleni ngale ethi Zubo Ziyangu Twalumba.
Siyabonga ke ntungamili lengoma emnandi esigqibela uhlelo, kodwa ke singakehlukani sikhangeleke inhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Induna zemandebeleni kanye lenkabazwe zihlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kobulawayo zihlaziya ngodaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi. Abathengi edolobheni leHarare bathi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwentengo yempahla yezitolo kulandela ukumiswa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye. Ungakathesi ngiyalitshiya kustudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.